with this Detroit offense, I know you guys talk on defense a lot about let's get a team in, make them one-dimensional. With this offense, it seems like either dimension is good enough to win on its own. Does that kind of change the approach a little bit?
A little bit. I mean, they're a good offense, you know what I'm saying? We just got to make sure we first handle the run, you know what I'm saying? They have a very good backs, very good receivers. So just making sure we have a balance on what we're calling.
Sean talked a lot about, especially after this game, but also after the last loss back in Baltimore, about up front being a focus. Not necessarily, obviously, you're not part of up front, but run defense is a part of that. Yep. You know, how do you try and fix something that seems to have been a problem for so many weeks this year? I mean, we're week 14 now. You know, it's not like these things are, if you could have flipped the switch, you would have done it by now. How do you kind of address that?
Just making sure, I mean, we're watching the film and we're trying to make corrections, do our best to make corrections. And when we're going out there, just being more violent, more physical, and getting off blocks and making plays.
Does the game you had last week, giving up 44 points, does that require a response? Does there need to be like a motivation, an extra fire this week? Is that appropriate for the way this team should approach this week?
For sure. I mean, none of us like the way we played last weekend. So just making sure we're using that as fuel, you know what I'm saying? It's gonna drive us throughout the season.
To that point, though, this is a franchise, an organization that's always been about trust the process, trust the routine. You know, doing something that's different, how do you mesh that with, you know, what this place has always been about?
I wouldn't necessarily say we're doing things different, more so just having more urgency. You know what I'm saying? Just being more detailed with the things that we're already doing.
Is it fair to say then that maybe less of you doing more this week, but more you probably didn't do enough last week and getting back to where you're supposed to be? Is that probably the better way to talk about your approach?
As far as focus, I would definitely say so.
Taryn, what do you see from Amon-Ra and the rest of their group?
Really good players. Catch after the run, when they catch the ball, they're explosive with the ball. So just making sure we're getting population around the ball, doing a good job tackling.
And obviously a tight end in Sam Laporta, who's a really good young tight end. What do you see from him?
I mean, route running ability, obviously catching ability, and you know what I'm saying? Just having an awareness where he's at on the field and making sure we're getting these guys on the ground.
Another quarterback where you're not going to fool this guy, right? I mean, Jared's been in the league a long time. When you know that, hey, trying to confuse him may hurt us more than hurting him and keeping it basic, like, how do you mesh that with what you like to normally do with kind of confusing quarterbacks?
Just playing within a game plan after coaches have for us. I feel like we got a good game plan and using that.
What have you noticed from Jamarcus, the way he was able to step in?